Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level.
All right, welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're talking about preparing for the predictable. Real estate and sales is an incredible industry where we can predict almost every situation that we're going to encounter within the sales process, because we get the same questions, we get the same objections, there are similar steps, people have similar concerns, etc., etc. If you were to take a short amount of time, if you were to stop listening to this podcast, pause this podcast, and spend 5 or 10 minutes just writing down what are the main, let's just use one example, what are the main objections that you're going to receive in your listing appointment or your, you know, sales presentation? I don't like calling it a presentation, but in an appointment where you're trying to win the business, what are some questions? What are the 10 most common questions, or what are the most common questions, whatever it is? I'm sure that if you've had even very little experience, but if you've had some level of experience in the industry, you're going to be able to come up with the most common questions you're going to be asked. And when you get asked these questions by a potential vendor or a potential client, by a buyer, by a seller, whatever it is, these are big moments. These are moments where you either get the deal done, you sell the house, you sell the product, you win the business, you get the price adjustment, whatever it might be. These are big moments, which mean a lot to you, to your clients, and they're worth a lot of money. And we so often in sales, and especially in real estate, don't take the time to prepare for the predictable. I'm a huge believer that it's okay to not know the answer once, to lose business for a certain reason once. But I think if you lose business for the same reason twice, you should be a little bit hard on yourself, because you've had the opportunity to prepare for that for next time. And that's what I'm recommending that you do. Not recommend, I'm urging you, I'm challenging you to do, to start taking some time aside to prepare for the predictable, to think about the situations that you're going to be in, to write them down. If you can't think of them, write them down once you've been in them. When you get out of it, this is one of the best things that I ever did. When I'd come out of a listing appointment or get off a phone call, I would write down anything that I didn't think that I absolutely smashed out of the park when I got asked it, or I didn't think I managed to sell convincingly, or whatever it was. It didn't have the impact that I wanted to have. So I would write that down. And then, you know, in training, in a role play session, we would work on what we thought the best words to say, or we would get them, because sometimes there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You can get the winning words from a coach like myself, or from, there's lots of different places. Or if you want to spend the time workshopping it yourself, that's cool as well. And that's what we would do. So we would either write the words or get the words if they were available to us. And then we would practice, and we would record them, and I'd drive around listening to them and memorize them and get so comfortable with them. And then this beautiful thing happens, this amazing thing happens, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 days, 3 days, or 3 months, whenever it is, sometime in the near future, I'm sitting there in a listing appointment, and guess what? They ask me the exact same question, but this time I win the business because I have the winning words. We know the situations that we're going to be in. I'm challenging you to rise above your competitors. You know, I go around the country and I ask this question: how many people are practicing their words? How many people are working on their craft? How many people are preparing for these situations and really taking it seriously? And the numbers are shockingly, well, not to me shockingly, but initially shockingly low. Like, I'm talking less than 1% of the room. And this is a huge, huge opportunity for you, because you make the decision to see sales as a skill, and you make the decision to see that you can prepare for the predictable, and you can have a better answer solution to people's problems, and you can have the right words in the right moments to win the business. You can really rise above your competitors. This game becomes too easy. You get higher prices for people. You sell more houses. You list more properties. Days on market go down. Everything gets better. Everything gets easier for everybody. It just takes a little bit of time in the training room to prepare for the predictable. But I promise you, the time will be well worth it. And so, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Have a think about those situations. You know, maybe start off small. Don't try to climb the mountain in one day, but go, hey, what's the most common thing that I'm hearing in the marketplace or that I feel like I'm not absolutely, you know, nailing or smashing out of the park or getting it right? And maybe I'm just going to work on that. I'm going to spend an hour this week or half an hour or even 15 minutes this week just coming up with a better way to say it, putting some thought behind it. And I'm going to practice that and then see how that goes. And then maybe from there, you get excited and start to build some momentum and really start working on your craft of mastering the art of communication. I hope this resonates with you. I hope it gets you excited. 1% of the room is doing this. 1% of the industry is doing this. From my exposure, jump into that 1%. It's interesting. It's also, you know, the statistics are roughly, you know, it's, well, people say it's 2% of the industry make 98% of the money. I wonder if these things coincide at all. Probably in some circumstances, it will definitely help you. I hope it does. If you do want to get my winning words, please visit jameswilliams.coach. There is no need to reinvent the wheel. We've got it all there for you. Jameswilliams.coach. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.